When I don't feel confident, one tactic I've learned is that it sometimes helps to fake it. I discovered this when I was an aerobics instructor in the 1980s, which meant a silver leotard, leg warmers, and a shiny headband, all of which went perfectly with my big hair. Influenced by the Gospel of Jane Fonda, aerobics also meant smiling solidly for a full hour. Some days the smile came naturally. Other days, I was in a lousy mood and had to fake it. Yet after an hour of forced smiling, I often felt cheerful. Many of us have experienced being angry with someone and then having to pretend everything's great in public. My husband Dave and I have our moments, and just when we are getting into it, it will be time to go to a friend's house for dinner. We put on our everything's great smiles, and amazingly, after a few hours, it often is. Research backs up this fake it till you feel it strategy. One study found that when people assumed a high power pose, for example, taking up space by spreading their limbs, for just 2 minutes, their dominance hormone levels, testosterone, went up, and their stress hormone levels, cortisol, went down. As a result, they felt more powerful and in charge and showed a greater tolerance for risk. A simple change in posture led to a significant change in attitude.